And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined, well, here in the studio by Stefan Freund and Jacob Gottlieb of the Mizzou New Music Initiative and the Mizzou New Music Ensemble. Thanks so much for joining me. And joining me especially on the phone from Princeton, New Jersey, it's Annika Sokolovsky, who will be joining us here in Missouri this upcoming Friday. To work with some of our students with the New Music Initiative, with the New Music Ensemble, and also for a performance coming up this Sunday, February 24th, here at the Whitmore Recital Hall on the beautiful MU campus in the Fine Arts Building right here in Columbia. Annika, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start with Jacob. Tell me about what we can expect coming up here as we work with the New Music Initiative and the New Music Ensemble with Annika coming up, working towards this performance, and what Annika's going to be doing when she's here.
Yeah, so this is a really exciting concert. It's featuring a wide variety of music, including some works by students, two pieces by our distinguished guest composers for the MICF Festival that's coming up in July. And then we've got one piece of Annika's that we're working on called Don't Say a Word. And it's a terrific piece for small ensemble and vocalist. So she will be singing the vocal part to this piece. And one of the things that is really terrific about her music is that when it does feature vocals, so many of her pieces are designed around her voice and around her way of singing and performing specifically. And she's got a really unique background as a vocalist, which I'm sure she can tell you much more about. But we're really excited to have her here as both a composer and a performer, which is a unique situation for us.
That's great. And I listened to this piece earlier today. Conveniently, I listened to several pieces that just happened to be one of them. But it's a really interesting piece. And what is your background as a vocalist, Annika, if you don't mind my asking?
Sure. My background as a vocalist is not the most in-depth history. I started singing about 5 years ago when a vocalist canceled on me and I had to sing my own piece. And I've since then I've been dabbling in a lot of different vocal traditions and Yiddish song and klezmer music, as well as Scottish traditional folk music. And most recently, I've gotten really, really into the music of Dolly Parton.
I read that too. That's really interesting to me on a lot of levels. But using that as a teaching tool and a learning tool for your work, is that what I read? That's really interesting. Will you be working at all with the voice department here when you come and visit, or are you going to be almost exclusively working with the New Music Initiative and the New Music Ensemble?
I think I'm working just with the New Music Initiative and the wonderful players there. I, as a vocalist, do not have much background in the way of classical singing, even though I am writing classical contemporary music that I am singing. Just in terms of technique, and style is very, it's not aligned with classical pedagogy in terms of voice.
Very cool. And it seems like you have a really kind of like a wide spread of things that you compose for in there. Not just voice, but also chamber music, large ensemble. And I saw even you've done a piece with for percussion ensemble, like with Third Coast Percussion and a few others. Would you mind telling me about how you got such a broad knowledge of, or what drew you to kind of spread your knowledge as that far across genres and across composition styles?
Sure. I was educated in a very classical conservatory environment at Carnegie Mellon in my early years, and it was there I was writing string quartets and orchestra pieces and your standard kind of what you think of when you think of classical music. And I've branched out a lot since moving out east. There's a really big kind of movement for more percussion work lately, and I've gotten really excited about writing for percussion, which is a super different way of approaching music. You know, when you're writing for string quartet, you have all this sustained sound, all these bowed timbres, and then when you're writing for percussion, everything is hit. So automatically you have to kind of totally change your conception of sound. So I end up writing very different music for percussion quartet than I would a string quartet. But I really do think that's all part of the fun.
Absolutely. Stefan, do you want to tell us about...
Well, I just want to mention this is a really special opportunity for the New Music Ensemble because we work with guest composers all the time.
Right.
But to have the guest composer on stage with us, performing with us, is a really fantastic opportunity. And for me as a conductor, I'm really looking forward to the opportunity of kind of having my head in two different directions, on the ensemble and also on Annika, following her and also leading the ensemble. And also balancing in our coaching with her on Friday, working with her, getting the ensemble to understand how to work with her, follow her, and play with her, but also have her speak back to the ensemble. So for Annika, I think it's a very unique role in that she's going to be a performer and also a... So she's performing with us and taking direction from me, but at the same time, giving direction to me and the ensemble as to our interpretation of the work.
Very cool. And it's always great for, and I say this every time, but it's so great for musicians, particularly young musicians in any ensemble, to get to work with a composer one-on-one and really get to digest and understand a piece in the way that the composer wants it to be performed, but also to be able to take their own kind of initiative with it as well, and to for both the composer and the ensemble to both learn from the experience.
Yeah, and in the case of Don't Say a Word, it's very particular because we have some open sections where we repeat material. We have some free sections where some people are slowing down against the tempo and others are staying in tempo. And also there are a variety of cool effects that are made by the instruments that, you know, I've done my best to try to figure out what Annika wants from the recording and from what we have notated, but to have her there is going to be a really great opportunity so she can really lead us in the exact direction of what she wants through those sounds.
I should also say, for me as a composer, and getting to sing and be in an ensemble as opposed to just sitting in the seats and, you know, giving feedback, it's such a more meaningful experience to get to, you know, be in there and be making the music with new people. It's just a lot more rich and profound a relationship that you can find, even in a short amount of time, like a few rehearsals. So
I can only imagine. I'll bet that's great. So this is coming up again. This performance is on Sunday, February 24th at 7:30 at the Whitmore Recital Hall. What other pieces are...
Jacob said, we have two pieces by our Mizzou International Composers Festival composers in residence, our guest composers this summer. Those will be Donica Dennehy and Amy Beth Kirsten. So we're playing Amy Beth's World Under Glass and also Donica Dennehy's The Blotting, which is an older piece. So we're working on those in preparation. So when we work with the composer this summer, we've already got all the notes down. The players really understand the music. We can work on higher musical ideas, phrasing, dynamics, balance, those kind of things. We're not worried about the nuts and bolts of what meter is this in or what should be the bowing for this bar, these kind of things. We're really focused on higher-minded ideas.
Very cool. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great performance, and honestly, we can't wait to see it, and we can't wait to have you here, Annika, to work with the great student musicians we have here at the University of Missouri. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to speak to us, all of you, and we can't wait to see everybody on Sunday, February 24th at 7:30 at the Whitmore Recital Hall here on the MU campus.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks.
Absolutely.